Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the Restaurant Boss himself, Ryan Bronfen.
Hey, restaurant owners, managers, operators, and leaders. I've got an amazing book report today, and it's going to help you with a lot of the challenges you might be facing when it comes to staffing your restaurant right now. The book is called The Culture Code. It's by Daniel Coyle. I'm going to tell you all about it right now. Hey everybody, Ryan Bronfen here, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, founder of therestaurantboss.com, as well as ClickBacon and ScaleMyRestaurant.com. And I am so excited to bring this book to you. I call them book reports. It's kind of my analysis and suggestion of some books that I've read, that I love, that I recommend to clients that I think you should go ahead and read. So today's book is called The Culture Code, and it's by Daniel Coyle. And Daniel Coyle has written two books that have been very influential in me, very impactful in how I coach. The first book is called The Talent Code. I read that 3 or 4 years ago, and it's an amazing book, and it's about how humans develop talent. But it doesn't really tackle the question of whether people are born with talent or not born with talent. So The Culture Code is kind of a follow-up to The Talent Code, and it's more about developing a team of people who all work together. It's about developing that culture, that team building, where again, The Talent Code was about the individual, The Culture Code is more about the team. And I highly suggest reading both, especially The Talent Code if you're looking at wanting to develop your own talent or maybe the talent of your children or something like that for sports, definitely for work. But that book really focuses on sports, athletes, peak performance. And it's phenomenal. But for many of you right now, it's really about building the team. It's about building that culture. And again, I think today's book is going to be phenomenal for you. So from his research, he finds that there's three keys to building a great culture, to building great teamwork in the workplace. The first is safety. The second is vulnerability. And the third is purpose. So when it comes to safety, you have to build safety to make everyone feel comfortable working together. He clearly states that building safety is maybe the most important part of building great teamwork and of building a great culture. I mean, I don't know how you felt about some of your early jobs or maybe your current job, but I know some of my early jobs and even some of my later jobs, I would show up to work in the morning with a pit in my stomach, this fear of, what's going to happen to me today? Am I doing a good job? Am I fitting in? Am I progressing as fast as I should? Should I make a suggestion or just keep my mouth shut and do my own work? And that's one of the reasons I got into consulting, because I want to change that for the restaurant industry. I don't believe that that creates a great work environment. I actually know it doesn't. It hinders it dramatically. And in the book, Daniel talks a lot about how to build that safe work environment, how to create an environment where people feel more like they're fitting in, where they feel more safe to share their thoughts so their true selves can come out. The second thing he talks about is vulnerability. You know, it's important to show vulnerability. Nobody needs to be perfect. Letting other people know that you're flawed, letting people know that you're not perfect, letting other people know that you don't have the answers to anything is actually, to me, a sign of strength, not a sign of weakness. It lets people in. It lets them become part of the team. It lets them know that their ideas matter. They can contribute. Sometimes when mistakes happen in our company, I'll be happy to share where I made the mistake, where I could have done a better job. And when I share where I made a mistake, where I could have done a better job, where I need to improve, I find that others on my team step up and also say what their part in that challenge was and how they can improve and how they can make sure that it doesn't happen again. So I used to be very afraid to be vulnerable. I used to be very afraid to share my weaknesses. I tried to puff up my chest and make sure that I was the smartest person in the room. And that did not serve me well. And through coaching and training and reading books like this, I've learned to express that vulnerability. It's okay. It's very endearing. It brings people into the team. And then the last key factor that he talks about is purpose. You can establish purpose through a common goal and a clear path to get there. You know, that's a manager's job. It's a manager's job to make sure that we're clearing the path. That's what I say. We're making the road from point A to point B a little smoother, a little easier. It's about bringing that team together so we're all traveling the same path, so we're all on a common goal, so we all share that same common purpose. And while in this short video, I'm merely just piquing your interest and bringing up the three areas that Daniel Coyle points out, through reading the book, you're going to hear him tell you incredible stories about research he did and about research other people have done and great ways to bring it all together. But what I love the most about this book and even about The Talent Code, what I love about the way Daniel Coyle writes is this is not about left field, weird, hard to achieve, you know, let's put ping pong tables and take our teammates on big, expensive excursions to do team building. That's not what this is about. What his findings show, what I shared with you, is what we need to build a great team, to build a great culture, is already inside of us. And I believe that a great coach's job is to shorten the learning curve. That's the skill that I believe I provide, or the value that I provide to clients who work with me and to clients that go through my programs, is I can shorten the learning curve. I work with enough other restaurants for long enough that I know what works and I know what doesn't work. I've done my research, I've tested my theories, and I've proven them. And so my goal is to help you get where you want to go faster. And I think that's what this book will do. If you feel at all like your culture isn't as strong as it needs to be, the teamwork isn't quite there, you're not attracting the talent or keeping the talent that you know you deserve, that you want in your business, this book can help shorten that learning curve by providing some very simple, very practical, very easy to install systems and processes to help with that. So like anything else, we can learn from others, we can shorten that learning curve by just adapting our strategies a little bit, learning some new methods, and let's go out, right? Let's say right here, like, let's make that happen. So I hope you enjoyed this week's video. I hope you check out The Culture Code and The Talent Code, but today we're talking about The Culture Code by Daniel Coyle. There'll be links to Audible below, where if you're not an Audible member, you can get a free trial. And if you are an Audible member, then you can go right there and get linked right to that or to the Amazon site where you can buy the book. But I hope you enjoyed this week's video. And remember, systems create freedom, freedom creates value, and value creates scale. I love every single one of you crazy restaurant people, and I look forward to bringing you another great video just like this next week. Have an amazing day. Bye-bye.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfin. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.